Congratulations, a nice win for your team, a nice bounce back win after a tough first two games. Third time's a charm for the Beavers here tonight.
But the guys came out and played well, and, you know, we still got a lot of things to clean up. It's only a third game, but good to get out here and do some good stuff and, you know, fix some of the little problems, and hopefully we'll just keep fixing the others.
Your ground game really got started off pretty good right off the bat. Short three-play drive and 48 yards to start off the game with a touchdown. Long touchdown runs for you guys tonight. Then Cimarron kind of stiffened up along the line there in that next couple of quarters and made you try to have to do some other things, but you guys found some other ways. Bo Hess looked a little bit better tonight at quarterback and scrambled a lot, but made some plays happen.
Yeah, he had a couple times. He had a little bit of time back there, too, you know, to where we can hopefully get him to start seeing the field and checking down from one receiver to the next. But a couple times I had to scramble pretty hard, too, and, you know, got out and ran pretty well one time around the corner. We didn't complete the pass, but I think he ran all the way across the field, you know. So he can run. He's got really good feet, and he's got good speed. So, you know, that's not a problem for him right there. But, you know, they started doing some other stuff on the inside, which kind of gave us some struggles, you know, after the first three or four scores there. So that's some stuff we'll have to clean up with our linemen and knowing what to do when they start to slant and pinch and do different things on the inside.
You had three or four different receivers make a catch tonight. Marshall Froh made a catch there for a touchdown. White Hayes on that middle screen that was set up well for that touchdown in the second or in the second quarter it was, late second quarter there. And Kevin Aguilar made some nice moves as well as Hess throws for three touchdowns tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, the one that just lost Kevin back there, and those are kind of hard to catch, you know, when you're sitting there by yourself, yes, kind of that walking backwards, just thinking everybody's watching me here. But he had some nice, another nice catch here on our sideline, and it was about a shoestring away from breaking that one open, too. So, you know, the guys did a lot of good things. They're pretty pumped, and they ought to be after the way the season started. You know, good to get this win and kind of hopefully get things turned around and in the right track here. So, got another tough game coming up with Huguenin next week.
Well, defensively, you guys made some nice adjustments there. You shuffled some people around there, and they seemed to do a good job there. And Ost was a tough one to contain there, and he snuck in a few times, but he, for the most part, really did a good job of containing him tonight.
Yeah, he's really talented. He's a good runner. He's got good speed. You know, they slipped him out there at receiver there late in the game, tried to run him by Justin, and I got behind him a little bit one time. The other time, Justin's right with him. So, you know, he's very talented, and I thought our guys did a good job. You know, a couple guys new in there. You know, Kyle just his second game starting as far as Sherwood, and then putting White Hayes at the end. You know, they got a lot of things to work out just with a little more experience as far as the rush around the end, you know. So a lot of inexperience in there with Nick in there, Novak at the inside linebacker now, and Jordan Horn playing safety. So got a lot of new guys floating around, and, you know, they just need to learn each week at practice and get better each week and learn from the game situations. And, you know, we'll see the same kind of style next week with Huguenin as far as I've just glanced at the film that they already sent us, a lot of spread stuff. So,
yeah, you mentioned that Huguenin next week, another scrambler quarterback, the Degalotto kid, a senior there for Huguenin. And last check, they were down to Colby 10-8 at halftime. But Huguenin lost some pretty big skill receivers last year as seniors, yeah, but they still return. Led by Degalotto, and they have the tight end Leininger, and I think most of their line coming back.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. A lot of seniors on their team and a lot of experience. So, you know, he's got good speed back there. So that's going to be a tough game for us. We're going to have to play really well, probably a little bit better tonight, and, you know, just go out and try to improve each week, each day at practice, and each week through the games.
Yeah, just got an update on that score. Huguenin down 23-14 midway through the fourth quarter.
It's kind of surprising, actually.
But, you know, it is.
You know, Colby's on a roll a little bit, yes, too. You know, the Shippers in the backfield's tough running back and big and fast, and got a little confidence going for them. Yeah. So, you know, that's a big part of it, and hopefully we gain a little bit back tonight.
Yep. So it's Huguenin next week, and then Ulysses here in a couple of weeks for homecoming in the last day of September. Congratulations, Coach. It's been a long time coming. Tough first couple games. You guys bounced back in a big way tonight to get that victory and enjoy it here.
Guys responded pretty well. You know, you go 0-2 and you don't expect to be losing games, you know, because it's Scott City here. And so, you know, they kind of bounced back real well with it. And they, you know, they responded pretty well. We had a pretty good week of practice, you know, ups and downs here a little bit, but overall pretty good. So it's not going to get any easier, you know, with Huguenin and Ulysses. So we got to keep getting better.
And once again, Coach, appreciate the time here tonight. Enjoy it here. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Adam.